live sets and highlights from the festival artists. That's at 10:15 next Sunday evening. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and online. It's 11:15 now, time for this week's jazz lineup with Julian Joseph.
Hello, let's get the jazz party started with the Ronnie Scott Orchestra in October 1955, featuring the legendary alto of Joe Harriott. This is Bang. From the second of a 4-CD box set on Proper Records called The Joe Harriott Story, that was Bang, and featured solos from Hank Shaw on trumpet, Dougie Robinson on alto, Ronnie Scott on tenor, Phil Seaman on the drums, and the sensational alto of Joe Harriott. And that was the Ronnie Scott Orchestra in 1955. And a multitude of venues across London have been putting on themed concerts for the Cultural Olympiad, so it's fitting to remember the music and artistry of Ronnie Scott with the Jamaican-born alto great Joe Harriott. On the show tonight, a special concert set featuring the vibraphonist Christian Tambor, who brings together a group of international players from Britain, Italy, Japan, and the United States. First up, a young pianist from Addis Ababa, who, against the wishes of his family, sidestepped a possible life in medicine for the allure of jazz. His name is Samuel Yerger. He's a pianist with a rootsy, natural feeling to his music. His use of percussion, reeds, and horns added to the core of the sound of his trio demonstrates an effort, in my mind, to fuse the music of his beloved Ethiopia with his jazz ambitions. This is Firma Ena Wereket.
Thank you.
world of Ethiopian pianist Samuel Yerga and Firma Enawereket, which translates to We Don't Need Paper to Love Each Other. The album is called Guzo. It's a good listen, and it charts the journey of an interesting new artist. A portion of the album was recorded at Peter Gabriel's famed Real World Studios, and it's released on their label. Reedsman John Sermon has released a solo album, which is always an event. It follows on from his previous solo work, represented in the albums Private City and The Road to St. Ives. The new album is called Saltash Bells, and Sermon draws his inspiration from boyhood adventures sailing on the Saltash Passage to the sound of church bells. To quote him, "the echoing bells, the river going by, gulls turning in the sky." He forms a sound that is uniquely Sermon, combining the multitude of saxophone textures from his beloved baritone to the soprano saxophone. And this is The Crooked Inn. The jolly sound of John Sermon and The Crooked Inn from his new album Saltash Bells, out now on the ECM label. In Huddersfield later on in the year, Sermon will premiere a new work called Lifelines for the bolster tone male voice choir, pianist Howard Moody and saxophone. The next day, November the 18th, it will feature in the 2012 London Jazz Festival at the Queen Elizabeth Hall, where BBC Radio 3 will record it for a special edition of The Choir, presented by Alad Jones, to be broadcast on December the 30th. I always find the work of Christine Tobin engaging, thought-provoking, and representative of an artist in tune with what she wants to say. Her latest offering celebrates the work of poet W.B. Yeats, and this is Long-Legged Fly.
That civilization may not sink its great battle lost. Quiet the dog, tether the pony to a distant post. like a long-legged fly upon a stream. His mind moves upon silence. Ooh, 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 like a long-legged fly upon a stream. Her mind moves upon silence. Ooh, 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 ooh. Like a long-legged fly upon a stream. His mind moves upon silence. Like a long-legged fly upon a
the spellbinding voice and music of Christine Tobin and Long-Legged Fly from the album Sailing to Byzantium. The poems of W.B. Yeats sensitively accompanied through Tobin's musical vision. Phil Robson, Liam Noble and Dave Whitford were joined by Kate Short on the cello for that piece. Gareth Locrane guests on flute and actor Gabriel Byrne reads a few poems. And you can catch Christine and the band performing music from Sailing to Byzantium on July the 25th. They'll be at the Holt Festival in Norfolk. And Christine also continues her tour with material honouring the songs of Leonard Cohen across the country. On September the 9th, she's at the 606 Club in London. She's at the Brighton Comedia on the 14th. And on October the 7th, at Birmingham Jazz. This is Jazz Lineup with me, Julian Joseph, on BBC Radio 3, on FM, online and on digital radio. The BBC have an empowering scheme set up to help deserving and up-and-coming bands, and Jez Nelson from Jazz on 3 has been checking out the talent up north, and I'm very happy to say that Jez Nelson joins me. Hi, Jez, how
Hello,
are you?
Hello, Julian. I'm good, thank you.
Now, what have you been up to? I know you've been travelling, and in particular, you're in Manchester.
Yes, I've been up in Manchester for a special night put together by Jazz on 3 and BBC Introducing. And as I'm sure you know, Julian, BBC Introducing is a scheme which kind of looks to give exposure to bands who are maybe under the radar, sort of underappreciated a bit. They don't necessarily have to be new bands. Any time an artist, a band who think that their music is maybe worthy of wider recognition want to, they can just upload some music at the BBC Introducing site. There's a link up on the Jazz on 3 site, and so we're constantly looking out for new bands, and then every now and again I'll play music on the show and actually also kind of distribute it to the other jazz shows and send it out to the jazz shows around the whole of the UK. And then I think probably about once a year we put together one of these special nights, normally at a festival, and highlight a bunch of new bands. And actually myself, Kevin Legendre from Jazz Lineup, and Giles Peterson from BBC Radio 6 Music got together and went through a long list of bands, picked out four, and we put on a special night at Manchester's Band on the Wall as part of the Manchester Jazz Festival and programmed those bands there.
Well, who was the particular group that you chose to feature? Because I know you're going to feature them on the show.
I have to say, the real standout performance of the night came from a band called Roller Trio. And there's a fantastic scene in Leeds, and it's kind of based around Leeds College of Music, and quite a few good groups have come out of there over the last few years, people like Trio VD. Mm. And this band, I mean, I have to say, they hit the stage, they feel like a kind of fully formed unit, such incredible energy, very much in that sort of post-jazz alt-rock kind of thrashy thing that Trio VD do, big catchy riffs, really strong saxophonist at the front of it, James Mannering. Actually quite sort of accessible tunes because of these riffs they play, but very sort of full-on influences from people like Tim Byrne, but also, like so many of the sort of new generation of bands, they also cite influences like the hip-hop producer Jay Dilla and Flying Lotus. So really the standout performers of the night. They've actually got a CD out, which I've played the track from a few weeks ago on Jazz on 3, and I wondered how they pull it off live, and they were really, really accomplished.
Well, we look forward to that, and we certainly look forward to hearing them on your show, Jazz on 3, tomorrow. What else have you got?
We've got extracts from the performances from all four bands, a group from Bristol called Dakla, who sort of, I guess, mix up sort of Balkan melody lines with Afro-funk and jazz, an improvising group called Im, a piano trio who are very much in the tradition, I guess, coming out of the EST thing and going back to Jarrett, called Eyes Shut Tight, and then a good chunk of this performance from Roller Trio.
And we're very fortunate because we get a chance to hear the Roller Trio live. What have we got, Jez?
Yes, the first broadcast of this from last Monday night at the Band on the Wall. This is a tune which is also on their album. It's called The Interrupters.
Thank you, Jez.
Thank you.
The young band from Leeds, the Roller Trio, and that was The Interrupters. Thanks to Jez Nelson. You'll be hearing more from that concert recorded in Manchester on Jazz on 3 tomorrow. And as well as Jazz on Radio 3, remember there's plenty more jazz across the BBC airwaves, all available via the BBC iPlayer. This is Jazz Lineup with me, Julian Joseph, on BBC Radio 3, on FM, online and on digital radio. Our concert set this week comes from a man who's already a Downbeat Poll winner on vibraphone, and he's played with and accompanied an array of jazz artists as an accomplished pianist. He's also toured as musical director for vocalist Julio Iglesias and Cirque du Soleil. His most powerful musical statements, though, come when he's at the helm of his quartet playing vibraphone, and at London's Pizza Express in Dean Street, that's precisely where he was, with a strong cast of international musicians. Japanese pianist Takano Miyamoto, Italian drummer Enzo Zirilli, and our very own Mark Hodgson on bass. This is the Christian Tambor Quartet, and the band opened their set with the evergreen classic Body and Soul.
Thank you very much. Thank you. We're going to do a tune now. This is actually a composition by a great, great, great jazz pianist by the name of Kenny Barron. And this is kind of a obscure tune. This isn't one of his more, I guess, familiar tunes. But I heard this. I had the great opportunity of touring with Kenny, and we swapped tunes. And this is the one of the ones that I swapped for one of my tunes to him. I don't know if he's playing it as much as I'm playing his, but hey, who's counting? But this is a beautiful tune and very haunting, and I fell in love with it the first time I played it. So this is Phantoms. Thank you. This last tune, you'll probably recognize it. It's a tune that is not your typical jazz standard. I will not tell you what it is, but I'm sure you will. I'm sure you'll recognize it, or I hope so. Once again, please a round of applause for this wonderful band behind me. Enzo on the drums, Mark on the bass, Takana.
Enzo Zerilli on the drums, Mark Hudson on the bass, Takano Miyamoto on piano. My name is Christian Tambor. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Vibraphonist Christian Tambor and his quartet finishing the concert set with Eleanor Rigby by Lennon and McCartney. Takano Miyamoto was on piano, Enzo Zerilli on drums, and Mark Hodgson was playing the bass. That set was recorded for Jazz Lineup at London's Pizza Express in Soho on the 26th of May this year. Well, that's almost us for this week. No Jazz Lineup next week, as BBC Radio 3 features a special concert set from this year's WOMAD Festival. And we'll be back in 2 weeks' time. To finish up, guitarist Hans Riepler came to London from Austria 6 years ago and is properly part of the London scene. He's familiar to many who attend the jam session at Charlie Wright's. His playing is subtle and assured, and this album, entitled The Brave, reflects strong ties with the great and the good of the scene. Tom Challenger is on tenor saxophone, Kit Downs on the piano, Ryan Treblecock is on bass, and John Scott on the drums. The album has shades of Mark Turner's approach and is also dedicated to the memory of family member Joseph Riepler and trumpeter Richard Turner. This is The Insomniac. From me, Julian Joseph, till next time, bye-bye.
Welcome from me, Susan Sharp, to Through the Night, where we're off first to Prague, the setting for this morning's concert of music by Martinu, Bartok and Dvořák. To be more precise, it took place in the Spanish Hall, one of the splendid staterooms in Prague Castle, which hosts the annual Strings of Autumn festival in the city. Jiří Starek was on the podium with the Prague Radio Symphony Orchestra for this concert from the 2009 festival, conducting first Martinu's first symphony. Martinu wrote all six of his symphonies while he was living in exile in the States, the first one in 1942, only a year after he arrived. Its tragic third movement was a reaction to the news of the Nazi massacre at Lidice. Martinu's Symphony No. 1, Memorial to Lidice, composed in the States in 1942. 9 years later, he wrote in a letter from New York, "My work is still Czech and connected with my homeland." Well, that Czech performance of his symphony was given by the Prague Radio Symphony Orchestra under Jiří Staněk. And now they're joined by pianist Alexandra Papastefanou for another work written in exile in the United States, Bartók's Third Piano Concerto.